I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. On Veterans Day, we pause to thank those who've served in our military forces. But few of us remember that the actual holiday began as a way to mark the end of World War I on November 11, 1918. That's why November 11th is also a holiday in other countries like Britain and Germany. World War I was called the war to end all wars, but of course it didn't. Today, for The World That Was, we're going to talk about two men who served on opposite sides in World War I. Chris Wolfe is here. Chris, who is on your mind?
The first man we're going to talk about is a young British infantry soldier by the name of Henry Tandy from Warwickshire in central England.
Henry Tandy, what's so special about him?
Well, he survived 4 years on the Western Front. He was wounded twice and returned to duty each time and was decorated with Britain's highest award. It's like the Medal of Honor, the Victoria Cross. But something extraordinary happened to him 20 years after the war. He got a phone call that might have sounded something like this.
You will now hear a statement by the Prime Minister.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room at 10 Downing Street.
Now, that's British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain addressing the nation, not Lance Corporal Tandy, but he did call Tandy in 1938, just gotten back from meeting Adolf Hitler at Berchtesgaden, Hitler's mountain retreat near Munich. And Hitler had asked him to pass on his thanks to Tandy for sparing his life during a battle in World War I.
How did that come about?
Well, the story, according to Hitler, was that he was wounded and a British soldier had him in his sights and saw that he was wounded. They're close enough to make eye contact. The British soldier lowered his gun. Hitler nodded in thanks and crawled away. And that was the story that Hitler told Chamberlain, and somehow he'd managed to identify Tandy as the soldier who had saved his life.
Yeah, how is it possible that he figured out it was Lance Corporal Tandy who did that?
I know, it's impossible to believe that you could pin it on one particular person. But Tandy's picture had gotten in the paper after he got the Victoria Cross. Hitler decided when he saw it that that was the guy, so he'd kept the cutting for 20 years. And a few years later, he arranged to have a copy made of a painting about World War I featuring Tandy. And it was hanging in his office when Chamberlain came to visit, and that's how the subject came up.
Chris, is there any chance it really could have been Lance Corporal Tandy?
Probably not. Tandy did have a code of honor of his own in his life as a combat soldier, where if a soldier, enemy soldier, was wounded and disarmed and out of the fight, he wouldn't kill him. But I was very skeptical when I stumbled across the story and did some digging. There's some circumstantial evidence. Their units were kind of in the same area twice during the war in 1914 and 1918 facing each other. But the actual dates of Hitler's and Tandy's service don't quite match up. So it's almost impossible it was actually this guy. But Hitler certainly believed it happened. Hitler did have this experience that he recalled so clearly, being spared by a British soldier, and Chamberlain certainly made that call.
And Tandy gets a phone call from the Prime Minister, Neville Chamberlain. How does he respond to that?
Well, apparently he took it all very matter-of-fact and didn't think much about it. You know, World War II hadn't started, so he didn't really care who Hitler was. But then once the war came and the bombing of British cities started, Tandy was mortified by that. In fact, there's a quote from him. If only I'd known what he would turn out to be. When I saw all the people, women and children he had killed and wounded, I was sorry to God that I let him go.
Well, it's quite a legacy, isn't it? The World's Chris Wolfe, thank you as always.
You're welcome.